You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Kai Ryssdal. It's Friday, and we're taking a look back at the week. Cutting to the chase is what we are going to do at the top of the program today because, come on, this week, the Fed, interest rates, consumers, and retail, how much more of a setup does one need, Jordan Holman is at Bloomberg. Brian Chung is at Yahoo Finance. Hey, you two.
Hey, Kai.
Hey, Kai.
Hey, so Brian, let me start with you. And obviously, we're going to start with the Fed. 0.75 percentage point rate hike on Wednesday. Here's what I want to know from you. Had we been having this conversation last week, it would have been, oh, yeah, it's going to be 0.5 percentage point. That's what they've been saying, and that's what it's going to be. And then in like 4 days, it went from 50 basis points, 0.5%, to 75 basis points. And I want to know why.
Yeah, actually, I'm still stretching out my neck from the whiplash from that one. I mean, if you rewind to Thursday yesterday or last week, expectations were for 0.5 percentage point. And the reason why is because the Fed officials had been messaging for 5 weeks straight. That was the game plan, not only for June, but in their next policy setting meeting in July as well. But we got a fresh print on inflation last Friday showing worse than expected inflation at levels we haven't seen since 1981, as well as a consumer sentiment reading from the University of Michigan that was the weakest on record. And that got the Fed to change their plans and move last minute to a 0.75 percentage point of a move. There was messaging earlier in the week prior to the meeting announcement on Wednesday that that could be the case. And then ultimately, Jay Powell delivering on that promise. Now, of course, the next natural question is what happens next? The next policy setting meeting is scheduled for the end of July. Does that mean we're going to get 100 basis points or beeps or bips or whatever it is that people are calling? He was saying very clear in that policy setting press conference that, look, we're debating between 50 and 75 for the moment. But look, as we saw from the last one, they're going to be data dependent. Flexibility can happen at any time.
Yeah, that's what Powell says all the time. I will say here later on in the program, the Atlanta Fed president, Rafael Bostic, and I will pose him that question of why not 0.5%, and we'll see what he says. Jordan, let me ask you this. There was a lot of late data, as Brian talked about. We also learned this week that retail sales down just a touch April to May. I'm going to say that's a good thing, and I want you to back me up on that one and explain why.
For sure. So I think the important context here is that retail sales, like annual retail sales, have gone up since 2019 because throughout the pandemic, we didn't have money or we didn't have the ability to spend our money on going outside, essentially. So we were spending on stuff. So with the retail sales is going down a bit in categories like big ticket items like furniture or electronics, that's not all that surprising. Analysts have been flagging that this would be the case. And then to the other point about the tightening that we're seeing in the economy, it's kind of the point. So it's not, basically, it's not too surprising. And I think that's the biggest thing right now. People don't want more uncertainty than needed.
Brian, let me ask you this, just sticking on retail and people buying stuff. What's your concern level over the rise in services inflation, right? We've been buying goods now for 2 years plus, as Jordan was just talking about, and we are starting to do what we used to do, which is buy a lot of services, and there's some pent-up inflation there to be had.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, a talking point that we had heard through some of the initial months of the high inflation was, well, people are buying a lot of goods. A lot of the drivers of headline inflation were because people were buying these types of things and goods that were stuck on ships or, you know, had material shortages that drove the prices higher. And then at some point, as maybe Americans started to shift what they were spending money on towards services, that it would be those other types that, you know, the other side of the coin that will be absorbing the price increases, which could lead to a, you know, lessening up for those price pressures. But what we're seeing is that now services are getting a lot of price increases as well. And a big reason for that is the labor shortage, right? A lot of these businesses that are, you know, hair salons, for example, are finding it tough to find people to, you know, staff up the salon. And it, because of that, they have to drive wages up, and that drives ultimately what you're paying for a haircut as well. So there's really no reprieve happening in this market. And the broad-based nature of all this inflation is a big reason why it's not only a concern just to Americans seeing the price tags, but to policymakers as well.
Mitchell Hartman coming up on the labor market in about, 3 minutes or so now. But Jordan, let me ask you this. The retailers that you talk to, how worried are they about a possible, right? Let's not be predictive here, but the possibility that what is going on now results in a recession?
I think the retailers I talked to are being really thoughtful about the possibility of tough times coming up and that people might want to be more cost conscious, despite whatever happens. So earlier this week, I was talking to the CEO of Contour, and they own the Wrangler and Lee jeans.
Oh, yeah.
And he said, you know, right now our customer, they're static. They're still buying things. But he flagged that they have different price jeans across the spectrum. So if someone is more price conscious, they're going to go to Walmart. Or if they're not, they're going to go to Nordstrom. And so I think what you're going to be hearing are retailers messaging this this value that they might have, because they still want shoppers to shop. It's just like, how do you convince them it's a safe thing to do?
Yeah. All right. I'm going to ask the same question to both of you, and I'll answer in your respective spheres. Brian, I wonder what your sense is of whether the market still has confidence in the Federal Reserve.
I think that's a pretty loaded question, but when you look at least
that's
the
why
bond
I asked
market,
it, man.
Right? Yeah. Oh, I love it. I love it. But when you look at the bond market, which is what a lot of Fed policymakers like to look at, I think that there is still confidence in the Fed. And the reason why is because even though you saw the massive pivot in the beginning of this week towards a 75 basis point increase that the markets and a lot of people had not been expecting prior to Monday of this week, you didn't see any sort of crazy volatility. You didn't see 10-year bond yields blow out at another 20 basis points or something like that in a single day, which tells me that markets had already been embracing the possibility that the Fed was going to have to get more aggressive. Now, of course, American consumers, and that was kind of the question that I asked the Fed chairman in the press conference, that's a whole different question. And I think that when you talk about the American consumer being 70% of the economy, that's a big reason why inflation is the way it is now, because it's the strength of the consumer. Very different story when you know that the R-word recession is at the talking point of every dinner table around the country, essentially.
Yeah, for sure. Jordan, then same question to you. Do corporate executives in your area of coverage have confidence in the Fed?
I would say right now, yes, because none of the retailers I talk to are saying we're not going to expand the business right now.
Oh, wow.
We can't move forward with the plans that we had.
Huh.
They might be adjusted a little bit. But I think that does signal some confidence in the Fed. It does signal some confidence in people buying things. And that's the core to their business.
Yeah. Jordan Holman at Bloomberg and Brian Chung at Yahoo Finance. Thanks, you two.
Happy Friday.
You too. Have a nice weekend.
Thanks, Kai.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.